One of the neighbors that we had in California was a biologist of some sort. And I always find scientists so fascinating, I suppose because I am so ignorant of many of the sciences. And so I do enjoy talking to them, hiking with them, and such. And this man one day told me that he read an article that if you take a plant and put it in a completely dark room, it will still sort of move its leaves in the morning as if the sunlight was coming, reacting to sunlight, as if the plant had a sort of memory, a time clock built into it. Well, it was a pretty strange idea, at least it was to me, and I was quite impressed with that. Of course, in connection with this, in Southern California is quite an interesting place, if not frightening. They mow down orange groves like you might cut your lawn and put up some rather atrocious ticky-tacky houses in their places, and that's rather hard to take. It's called Compendium for Southern California. What matters is the distance, the space to the trees. But here at 8 o'clock, the bodily functions echo from cubicle to cubicle. Daily the groves are shorn and buildings rise, teeth sown in the rut of the blade. Morning collapses, a stabbed deer on the threshold. We struggle for our clothes, iron garments that allow some room against the public wheel. With our own blood and ashes cross our foreheads, enter the street. Here, every gesture becomes a risk for the heart, an act of survival. We keep the chambers close. Even in total darkness, the roots eye the seasons. The plants move their leaves up and down.